my podcast, Forums for a Future, I have suggested that recorded history can be divided into three eras, each spanning approximately only one-tenth of the time of the previous era, thus reflecting the accelerated speed of change. The first is the pre-modern era, about 5,000 years, that lasted roughly from 3,500 BC to 1500 AD. The second, the modern era, about 500 years, which lasted from 1500 to 2000. And third, the postmodern era, about 50 years, from the year 2000 to 2050. The transition between each era is marked by an inflection point, which is a period of time in which there was a change in the world view generally accepted by humanity at the time. The alternative world views are: 1. In the pre-modern era, the human condition was largely seen as a matter of fate, reflecting the unpredictable and arbitrary mood of the gods, and the mediating structure created by humans was the church or the divine leader. 2. In the modern era, science and technology emerged as the means for humans to take the future into their own hands, and the facilitating structure became the nation state. And 3. In the postmodern era, wealth versus sustainability are competing over which engine should drive the human condition under the facilitating structure of globalization. Now, however, in the postmodern era, we have only about 50 years to figure it out. For the first time in human history, a single lifetime will span an era, and it is the lifetime of the youth of today. It is the age of the millennials. The adults of today, the boomers, will live long enough to have a guess about how it will all turn out. What an exciting time it is to be alive. If one believes, as I do, that we are at such an historical inflection point at a time of rapid change, then it is essential to think in terms of the future and to allow our thinking in the United States to be guided by a new world view. One that is based on fundamentally different assumptions and structures than the expired core beliefs and values from the modern era of, first, nationalism and patriotism, second, ideology in the form of capitalism, individualism, and democracy, and third, in wealth through the ownership, control, and manipulation of information. Although the conceptualizations required are as yet imperfectly formulated, one can make reasonable arguments about the nature of the challenges and choices. I have proposed three principles that provide a foundation for this alternative new world view. They are: 1, building and strengthening world citizenship, not citizenships of the world, as the direction of change away from the core belief that nationalism and patriotism are the responses of choice to the globalization which threaten the sustainability of the planet. 2, achieving and respecting the power of balance, not the balance of power, as the direction of change away from the core belief that the ideologies of capitalism, individualism, and decentralized democracy, that is, small government, are absolute truth for all people, at all times, in all places, for all circumstances. And 3, establishing and enhancing knowledge as public domain, not a commodity for financial gain or political power, as the direction of change away from the ownership, control, and manipulation of information, as the means to create wealth through media and government-fostered ignorance. These three principles provide the conceptual constraints for reconciling the four timeless pillars that define the human condition. First, the economic, which is the creation and the use of wealth. Second, the political, which is the collection and application of power. Third, the social, which are the core beliefs and values that provide purpose and direction. And fourth, the psychological, which is the personal capacity for change and adaptation. During the modern era, these pillars evolved into four scholarly disciplines, each with their own independent but simultaneous narratives based on discipline-specific concepts. However, when the pillars are viewed as four simultaneous forces, each constrained by the others, a new worldview appropriate for the postmodern era can be formulated. The three principles provide the basis for prescribing the economic, political, social, and psychological concepts necessary for a sustainable passage into the 21st century under the emerging structure of globalization.